This is a Travel Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoverychannelradio.com.
When you go to a fair, you want to see exhibits, you want to see the carnival rides, the clowns, but more than anything, you want to have some good fair food that you can't eat at any other place.
Oh, yeah, you know, the stuff that you'll eat at a fair, you would never, you know, in a million years in front of, like, polite company. You got to be with your family and your community at large with that, you know, anonymity in order to eat, you know, food on a stick and fried Twinkies and cotton candy all day long.
The fair is a festive kickoff to the summer season, and with it comes an array of food that makes its mark this time of year. Here at the Alameda County Fair in California, there's over 200 stands with every food from A to Z. And since the fair's been around for more than a century, every delicious bite is full of nostalgia.
Fair food takes you back to your childhood. People have been coming to fairs for many, many years, from when they were just a small child, and they remember those great memories of having that cotton candy on a stick or having that corn dog or whatever it may be. And as they grow up, they bring their own kids, and the fair food is still the same, and it's still great fair food.
One tradition that stood the test of time is this secret to good fair food. If you can eat it, you can put it on a stick.
My grandfather told me years and years ago, you know what? If you can put it on a stick, it'll sell at a fair.
It's on a stick. It's food on a stick. You can't go wrong with a food on a stick.
You don't need a knife and a fork, and you can, like, walk around with food on your mouth. It's kind of okay.
Here at the fair, there's a bit of the traditional and, of course, the unconventional. Fairgoers can bite into anything from cheesecake on a stick to a pork chop on a stick or, believe it or not, a cheeseburger on a stick.
It's easier to eat than a regular hamburger. Being at the fair and you're walking around, it's less of a mess. And it's very good.
There's nothing unconventional about the most famous fair food on a stick. It's the beloved corn dog, and it's in a class by itself.
We have more corn dog stands on our grounds than we do anything else.
Everyone knows that a corn dog is a deep-fried golden brown hot dog on a stick. So what makes it the fair food that everyone's got to have?
It's the breading, the meat inside, and I like to put a lot of mustard on it. I don't know, I've been having them since I've been like 8 years old.
Tasty, and I hope it's good for me.
The meaty meals are one thing, but most people come to the fair to satisfy the sweet tooth. There are caramel apples dipped in nuts, entire bricks of pink popcorn, and a sea of sweet cotton candy.
Cotton candy is synonymous with the fair. You can actually watch it being made right there on site. You can see it being all twirled and all different colors, and the kids just love it.
Most people love cotton candy, yet few actually know how it's made. Well, it starts here at this cotton candy machine. First, sugar is poured into the middle and heated into a liquid state. The machine then spins the caramelized sugar and releases it through tiny holes. The sugar cools into thin threads, collected on a stick, and voila, a handful of flavor. Just down the way, there's another dessert that's a fair essential. It's the sugary fairground classic called the funnel cake.
It's that unique item at the fair that you just can't leave until you have it.
You might be surprised that this extremely light pastry is a 200-year-old Amish recipe, but how does it get that crazy shape?
We start with heated soybean oil, and we pour in the funnel cake batter, which is mostly a cake batter. It's not pancake or waffle, a lot of people think it is. And we cook it until it's about golden brown, flip it over. So the whole process to cook takes about a minute.
After the funnel cake reaches an all-around crisp, it's topped with powdered sugar and a choice of freshly cut glazed strawberries or a creamy chocolate fudge pudding. On a good day at the fair, funnel cakes sell by the thousands. The next logical step from the funnel cake is the latest craze in fair food. Using a funnel cake-like batter, vendors have created the ultimate dessert, the deep-fried Twinkie.
The process of a deep-fried Twinkie is first you put a stick in it and freeze it. We put the Twinkie in our own special batter and then put it in the deep-frying oil. Then we cook it for between 3 minutes to 4 minutes. We remove it, we put icing sugar on it, and then we offer it in two different flavors, strawberry or chocolate.
Gourmet desserts, whole meals on a stick, and some of the most original eats of the summer reside here at the county fair.